Tornado volleyball coach Kim Johnson always gives us a few minutes each and every Friday. We talk some green and white volleyball, who played Ridgeview in Shaler last night. And you played Spencer on Tuesday. You were at the Alterelia tournament last Saturday. So, coach, catch us up and let us know how the green and white have been doing.
It's been a busy week, but it's been a pretty good week. Last weekend at the tournament, we played well. You know, we started with Cherokee, and that wasn't so good. We were off to a little slow start, but we didn't get in our routine that we've been doing every single match. We ran a little short on time. But once that was over, we lost the first set of our next two matches and then won the next two. So we made it in the consolation round and beat Akron Westfield in two sets. So that was really exciting to get three wins on Saturday.
Yeah, big time. I saw a picture, too, on Facebook. Girls looked pretty pumped up.
They were. It's been a long time since we've gotten to that point. So, you know, I think we're starting to turn that corner. We were able to finish matches, and when it was right there on the line, we were able to push through. So that's what we've been trying to get the girls to do for quite some time, and they're at that point now.
You know, you were on the road then this week, starting Tuesday at Spencer, and you guys won the first set.
We did, and, you know, that was one of those examples where we were up quite a bit in the first set. Spencer was struggling a little bit, and then they started to claw back, and we kind of reverted to our old ways. We got hesitant, we didn't attack as aggressively, and that showed the rest of the night.
Yeah, they ended up getting the next three, and then tell me about Thursday night Shaler, a match we video streamed on our website.
Yeah, what an exciting night. You know, the first one went 27-25. We played very aggressive early in that set, and then as we got toward the end, you know, we revert back and try not to lose. But we were able to pull that one off, and then the next two weren't quite as aggressive. And I told the girls, you know, being aggressive is what got us that first set. So they came out in the third, and I was so impressed with the way they played. They played smart. They played aggressively. We cut down on the number of errors that we were making early, and we ended up losing that one 25-27. But what a battle until the end.
Mm-hmm. You know, Kim, I look at your schedule. I can't believe we turned the page to October here on Sundays, October 1st. But then next week we have Tuesday at home against Western Christian, Thursday the 5th at Emmitsburg, and then the tournament, Tuesday Spirit Lake at home, and then our own tourney where we'll have three more matches. And then you're talking postseason tourney. Here we go.
I know, it is unbelievable. This season has gone so fast, but I tell you what, we have a great group of girls. They have worked harder than any group that I've had for quite a while, and it's starting to show on the court, so I'm really pleased with the way things are going.
Yeah, and you have the homecoming queen.
We do. So that was exciting for her and for the rest of the team, too. So Danielle is a great kid.
Yeah, certainly was when I had a chance to visit with her in week one over at Cherokee. A lot of fun to talk to. Before I let you go, tell me a little bit about, and all Tornado fans, your Spike Out Cancer event and some T-shirt sales.
Yes, we are hosting our 7th annual Spike Out Cancer event on October 10th. We have T-shirts that are on sale. They are $10, and sales end this weekend. I'm placing the order on Monday. So if there is anyone that's interested, they can send me an email at kjohnson@slcsd.org. But the other cool thing that we're doing this year, Chris, is we are donating a shirt. Well, people can sign up to pay $10 and then donate a shirt to anybody currently being treated for cancer at BVRMC, or new patients that are going to be treated. Right now, through my Facebook friends and the SLCSD staff, students, we have 90 shirts that are going to be donated. So that is really exciting to me. I'm hoping that we can hit triple digits today.
Yeah, so we record this Friday morning. You have Saturday, Sunday, and then you're placing the order on Monday. We got 10 to go. Let's get that done. KJohnson@SLS. Storm Lake Community School District.
Yeah.
Got to get that all spelled out. SLSCD.org.
SLCSD.
Thank you.
I
can't spit it out.
That's all right.
Kim, thank you so much. Great job by you and the gals, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you, Chris. And I also want to say thank you so much for streaming those volleyball games. We've had people watch from all over the place, and that's just an awesome thing, too. So thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Isn't it amazing? You know, we can check the stats and see where people tune in from, and it is all over the country. It's just amazing how many people tune in. You know, graduates, family, and friends.
Right.
It's really, really cool.
Right.
Kim, have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you.
We'll take a short break. More at the half and online at stormlakeradio.com right after this.